After Tom and the Finance Committee have shared, the forum will be open for questions and comments. Please take note of any questions you might have, but hold them for the end of the call. I would now like to introduce our treasurer, Tom R., who will update us on DA's finances. Tom, you will have up to 30 minutes, and I will give you a two-minute warning. Thank you, Tom. Go right ahead. And Tom, you must be muted. Tom, I don't hear you. Please press star six.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Awesome. Hi, my name is Tom R., and I'm a friend of DA. I have the honor and privilege to serve on the General Service Board of Debtors Anonymous as a Class B non-debtor trustee. I currently serve as the chair of the GSB Finance Committee and as board treasurer. I have been asked today to share on the topic of DA finances. Also on the call are Josie P., our alternate treasurer, and Michaeline R., also on the Finance Committee. Now I'm going to speak a little on our current income and spending plan and year-to-date. The GSB Finance Committee is involved in creating the income and spending plan, overseeing the bookkeeper and accountants, paying the bills, reporting financial information to the fellowship, making recommendations on revenue, expenses, pricing, and cost of goods sold. As in any 12-step fellowship, the income portion of the spending plan is made up of a combination of three items: donations from groups and individuals, profit on literature sales, and miscellaneous income, including things like interest. As the Finance Committee prepares an income and spending plan, we estimate what our funding will be in any given year. The spending portion of the income and spending plan needs to meet certain principles of our program, as well as addressing the needs of the fellowship, as reported to the board by the convocation and in other ways. Sometimes our estimation has been very good, and at other times it has not been so good. Following are some highlights of this year's to-date income and spending plan. The board continued its cost-reducing measures, including not having a face-to-face meeting in February, and instead meeting for two Saturdays over 9 hours by telephone. The board found a way to transfer money from outside the United States for the International Fellowship that reduces transaction costs to almost zero. After repeated questioning of our bank, the board was able to find a way to reduce transaction costs for our bank accounts of over $500 per year. This year, the Finance Committee proposed a line item in the income and spending plan, which was approved by the board to, quote, kindleize, end quote, some of our literature to sell on Amazon. Effective August 1st, 2018, the fellowship was provided the option of making group and individual contributions online through the DA website. For this fiscal year through the end of April, $23,945.99 in contributions were made online, representing 22% of all contributions received. The fellowship has received $2,361.71 in electronic literature sales since it went online in December. Note, there were sales in October also, but we had to fix some issues before we could resume sales in December. This represents approximately $500 per month in sales just for electronic books. For the fiscal year through the end of April, group and individual contributions received were $106,302.32, or 23% over the same period in the previous fiscal year. For the fiscal year through the end of April, literature sales accounted for $76,183.03, or 32% over the same period in the previous fiscal year. For the fiscal year through the end of April, expenses for the board, bookkeeping, operating the General Service Office, and WSC committee and caucuses were $127,548.49, or 1% under the same period for the previous fiscal year. This represents highlights of the income and expenses for only 10 months in this fiscal year. A final financial report of the income and spending plan versus actual will be presented at the 2019 World Service Conference. Now I'm going to speak a little on our prudent reserve. Debtors Anonymous and other 12-step groups maintains a prudent reserve. As a home group treasurer in another 12-step fellowship, we maintained a prudent reserve at an amount of operating expenses as agreed upon by the group conscience. In DA, if the fellowship does not respond financially to the spending plan provided at the beginning of each fiscal year, or if they respond better than expected, the spending plan is often revised to address these realities. However, occasionally, the donations from the fellowship drop. In the past couple of years, there is belief that the change from in-person meetings to many phone meetings, where the seventh tradition is difficult to collect, the Debtors Anonymous spending plan ended up with a shortfall. So as provided by the prudent reserve, the shortfall was made up by using money that was in savings. This topic was discussed in great detail at the World Service Conference. Additionally, in January 2018, the board sent out a call to members explaining the issues that were keeping the board from being able to balance the spending plan. Spending was also reduced, but that led to other concerns. Literature was taking longer to be delivered because the office had reduced staffing. The board was not able to meet twice a year to discuss the needs of DA, so initiatives brought to us by the conference were kept in committee longer than was desired. The board was forced to shift money of the cost of attending the World Service Conference to the conference attendees instead of the whole DA fellowship that the board represents. The board also got creative in ways to bring in more income while at the same time serving the fellowship. For example, for less than $100, the board was able to format the Currency of Hope and the 12 by 12 by 12, the Kindle format, to be sold to the fellowship. We then, at no cost at all, were able to send Amazon books to be printed by Amazon and sold outside to the still suffering debtors and others interested in the fellowship for the same price, plus shipping, sold from the office. This will put DA out in front of a whole new population for a price that is more practical than the $30 resellers are selling the literature for. At the World Service Conference this year, we will have USB drives available with all three radio public service announcements, the full-length DA welcome video from the DA website, and the newly available 30-second versions of the DA welcome video in English and Spanish. The new 30-second versions of the DA welcome video will enable public information committees and any members of the fellowship to submit these PSAs to local television stations for broadcast. These are wonderful PI tools to get the information out to the public that Debtors Anonymous is here. This year, the Finance Committee forwarded a motion to the board to define and establish a prudent reserve of 9 months' operating expenses. That motion was approved. The current balance in the prudent reserve is over 6 months' operating expenses. The Finance Committee also made a motion to transfer $7,000 from the main checking account to the prudent reserve, which was approved. This was a step in the direction of building the prudent reserve up to a 9-month operating expense level. The Finance Committee periodically assesses the balance in the main checking account and will make recommendations on transferring funds into the prudent reserve until the 9-month goal is reached. Now I'm going to speak a little on our proposed income and spending plan. As a member of the GSB Finance Committee, We are responsible for developing an income and spending plan for each incoming fiscal year. A proposed income and spending plan for FY19/20 has been prepared and submitted to the board for approval. The proposed plan considers continued contributions at the level we have been seeing this year, careful consideration of moving funds into the prudent reserve to meet our goal of 9 months operating expenses, providing services to the fellowship, and maintaining a balanced spending plan. The approved income and spending plan for FY19-20 will be presented during the Finance Committee report at the 2019 World Service Conference. And now I'm going to talk about our ideal spending plan. This year, the Finance Committee has prepared an ideal spending plan for Debtors Anonymous. An e-news announcement was sent out earlier this year to the fellowship asking for input and suggestions for items to be included in the ideal spending plan. Many thoughtful suggestions were received and compiled. The ideal spending plan contains many suggestions for services which could be provided to the fellowship if financial resources were to become available. The ideal spending plan will be presented and discussed during the 2019 World Service Conference. In summary, I hope this report has provided you with an overview of the work which the Finance Committee and the General Service Board are doing on a continuing basis, not only to remain solvent, but to provide the services which the fellowship asks for. Our board currently consists of 12 out of a possible 15 trustees, with openings for 3 Class A debtor trustees. It is with a great deal of gratitude that our trustees are able to serve and provide their time and effort to Debtors Anonymous. As a non-debtor and a member of another 12-step fellowship, it is an opportunity for me to give back and to be of service. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. That was really quick. Let me press